When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
It seems to me I've heard that song before. It's from an old familiar score. I know it well, that melody. It's funny how a theme recalls a favorite dream, a dream that brought you so close to me. I know each word because I've heard that song before. The lyrics said forevermore, forevermore's a memory. Please have them play it again, and I'll remember just when I heard that lovely song.
Well, if you're a fan of American popular music, you have heard that Julie Stein, Sammy Kahn song before. Perhaps you've not heard it played and sung by Michael Feinstein, however. Hello, this is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street, here on WPPB 88.3 FM, Peconic Public Broadcasting. Today I thought we'd do something a little more relaxed. I don't know, October may be not so tense for you. It seems a little tense for me. If you're on the North Fork of Long Island, you're dodging pumpkin picking and harvesting and all that. And maybe this would be a good time to relax at the cabaret. So today's title is called Come to the Cabaret. We're not going to play anything from the Candor and Ebb show, but we're going to listen to some of the very best cabaret artists that I've had the privilege of listening to live at various boîtes and cabarets around the tri-state area. And you won't have a two-drink minimum, and there's no cover charge. All you need to do is relax and listen to some of these beautiful performers. One of the lodestars of the New York cabaret scene in the 50s, 60s was Mabel Mercer. Mabel Mercer was a very unlikely performer in many ways. She was born in England from an African-American father and a white mother, and had a very high-toned, specific way of performing. She would sit in a sort of big upholstered chair, and people swirled around her like moss to a flame with a very small, intimate range of gestures. She captivated people because she was so precise and so smart about what she picked for her repertoire. So we'll hear two Mabel Mercer standards. One is a song from Nymph Errant by Cole Porter that she almost single-handedly resurrected. And the other is a song from the Bob Merrill musical Carnival, which is a song you wouldn't necessarily think anybody could perform outside of the context of the show, but she does it beautifully. So, again, the Queen Bee of American Cabaret, Mabel Mercer, starting with a song by Cole Porter.
Before you leave these portals to meet less fortunate mortals, there's just one final message I would give to you. You all have learned reliance on the sacred teachings of science, so I hope through life you never will decline, in spite of Philistine defiance, to do what all good scientists do. Experiment. Make it your motto day and night. Experiment, and it will lead you to the light. The apple on the top of the tree is never too high to achieve. So take an example from Eve. Experiment. Be curious, though interfering friends may frown. get furious at each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you'll only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment, and you'll see. Experiment, make it your motto day and night. Experiment, and it will lead you to the light. Top of the tree is never too high to achieve. So take an example from Eve. Experiment. Be curious. Though interfering friends may frown, get furious at each attempt to hold you down. If this advice you'll only employ, the future can offer you infinite joy and merriment. Experiment, and you'll see.
Came on two buses and a train. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Two buses and a train. Would you believe, would you believe, this is the first I've traveled? I come from a town, the kind of town where you live in a house till the house falls down, and if it stands up, you stay there. Funny, but that's the way there. I come from a town called Mira, beyond the bridges of St. Clair. I guess you've never heard of Mira. It's very small, but still it's there. It has the greenest kind of trees and skies as bright as flame. But what I like the best in Mira is everybody knows my name. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Everybody knew my name. A room that is strange is never cozy. A place that is strange is never sweet. I want to have a chair that knows me and walk a street that knows my feet. I'm very far from Mira now, and there's no turning back. I have to have a place. I've got to find a place where everything can be the same. A street that I can know and places I can go where everybody knows my name. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? Everybody knew my name.
Yeah. Yes, let's applaud for Mabel Mercer. A great cabaret artist can take a song that is so specific and imbue it with such truth that they make it seem universal. I think she does that beautifully with that wonderful Bob Merrill song from Carnival. One of the things we'll be exploring today is how cabaret artists take songs that are real outliers on the Broadway songbook, maybe from a show that never made it here or ran a few performances, and they make them standards because they do it well in their act. If Mabel Mercer was the queen bee of American cabaret, certainly the prince of Madison Avenue would have been Bobby Short, who held court at the Café Carlyle for decades. Such a talented, effervescent performer, and there were many aspects of American music that he investigated at his piano, including British songs, blues numbers, real rollicking songs from the 20s, Noel Coward, Cy Coleman he did beautifully. So let's hear two aspects of that from the show Mr. Cinders, which has never made it to New York. It's a British show by a man named Noel Gay from the 20s. He rescued a great comedy number, and then he's going to segue into a song that was only used in the film of Sweet Charity with music by Cy Coleman and lyrics by Dorothy Fields. But let's walk backwards first and put on our mosquito netting and our pith helmet, because the one and only Bobby Short is going to take us on the Amazon.
This is a song called On the Amazon. There's a danger zone, not a stranger zone, than a little plot I wot of that I call my own. Full of eerie sights, weird and scary sights, every vicious animal that creeps and crawls and bites. The Amazon, the prophylactics prowl on the Amazon, the hypodermics howl on the Amazon. You'll see a scarab scowl and sting, zodiacs on the wing, all the stalactites and vicious vertebrae join the stalagmites with laryngitis spray, all the acolytes that come from Parroquet in spring. Starving equinox among the rocks will seize you, and the Fahrenheit comes out at night to freeze you. While duodenums are lurking in the trees, and the jungle swarms with green apostrophes, oh, the Amazon is calling me. On the Amazon, the Pax vobiscum bite. On the Amazon, the epiglottis fight. On the Amazon, the hemispheres at night all slink, where the agnostics drink, all the hippodromes that lie concealed in mud join the metronomes that swim in swamp and flood. Then the codachromes come out and drink their blood. Poor ginks, wild velocipedes among the weeds will scare you, and the metaphors with hungry jaws and snare you. Frenzied adenoids infest the hills and slopes. Everyone avoids the deadly stethoscopes. Oh, the Amazon is calling. Oh, 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 oh.
Today I feel feel New York is really my personal property. Right down Broadway to City Hall. Every supermarket, every 5 and 10, the Lincoln Center and the great UN, it's all my personal property. Zoo in Central Park is merely my private menagerie. I've carved my name on every tree. From the Yonkers Raceway down to Bowling Green, I own everything around it, all the in-between. It's all my personal property. The planetarium is mine alone. The old aquarium I also own. And since today I feel New York is really my personal property, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Since I like you very much, so very, very much, I'm gonna split it. Personal property, right down Broadway to City Hall. Every supermarket, every 5 and 10, the Lincoln Center and the great UN, it's all my personal property. Zoo in Central Park is merely my private menagerie. I've carved my name on every tree. From the Yonkers Raceway down to Bowling Green, I own everything around it, all the in-between. It's all my personal property. The planetarium is mine alone. The old aquarium much, so very, very much, I'm gonna split it with you. Since I like you very much, so very, very much, I'm gonna split it with you.
Bobby Short was part of New York's personal property. He was a quintessential Manhattanite. I had the thrill of seeing him several times. I remember going to see him on a date with the woman who's now my wife. The night Sinatra died, or the night of the day Sinatra died, at the Carlisle. And he played a fantastic concert and or cabaret set, and came and actually joined us at our table. And I said, "Why didn't you mention mention Frank Sinatra?" He said, "Well, I didn't like him very much. He didn't like me." Frank Sinatra's loss. Our next singer is one of my favorite singers in the American canon. She started as a big band singer under Stan Kenton's orchestra. She took over for June Christie, who in fact took over for Anita O'Day. And she's part of this trifecta of smoky altos. And you hear her a lot on the show. It's Chris Connor. And Chris Connor had a wonderful contract with Atlantic Records in the 50s and 60s, with the premier recorders, the Erdogan brothers, of all these great cabaret stars. We're very indebted to them. And then later in her career, she sort of shifted over and performed at some great clubs. I think I saw her at the Chestnut Room at the Old Tavern on the Green. And there's just something about her. And again, like a great cabaret artist, you got to go out there and you got to find the songs in that work for you that maybe not everybody knows. So here's a song she sings from Camelot, if you can imagine that, that she completely transforms. And then we'll hear her segue into a song you wouldn't think anybody could do anything with, but she does it magically. So one of my favorite singers in a slightly more intime setting, Chris Connor.
Can be barely even friends, then somebody bends unexpectedly. Just a little change, small to say the least, both a little scared, neither one prepared. Beauty and the Beast. Ever just the same, ever a surprise, ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise. Tale as old as time, tune as old as song, bittersweet and strange, finding you can change, learning you were wrong. Certain as the sun, rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Ever as before, ever just as sure as the sun will rise, certain as the sun rising in the east, tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme, Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast. Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, that's Chris Connor singing the title number, obviously, from the film and musical Beauty and the Beast, which he transforms into something absolutely, to me, moving and universal and so extrapolated beyond its original source. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon, and welcome to today's Musical Theater Cabaret. I'm giving you some of the best saloon singers and boite personalities of the 50s, 60s, 70s up to today. I'm so glad you could join us. And again, we have our podcasts, which are posted every week. And if you have some thoughts and comments, please let us know if you're enjoying this music. If you're not enjoying this music, if you'd like to hear more of one thing or less of another, be very helpful to know. And I certainly welcome it. When it comes to cabaret, you have to give a tremendous amount of credit to our next gentleman, Michael Feinstein. And in addition to being a scholar and a gentleman and a hero of the Gershwins, he has his own club, the Regency, up on Park Avenue, which couldn't come at a better time because all these great cabaret spots, the Chestnut Room, sadly the Oak Room at the Algonquin, they're all falling by the wayside. And he has picked up the torch and carried it admirably, as I must add, is another group of people at 54 Below, which is a new saloon underneath Studio 54 on 54th Street, in which a lot of Broadway performers are performing. I hope we can hear more music from that particular venue. But let's go back to Michael Feinstein. He made a lot of interesting recordings of songs that fell by the wayside, an album of Julie Stein songs, an album of Livingston Evans songs, and a lovely album in which he sings the Burton Lane songbook. So, with lyrics by Alan J. Lerner and music by Burton Lane, here is Michael Feinstein to take us through one more walk around the garden from the 1978 show Carmelina.
Once more is returning, and I have a longing to wander. The leaves may be falling, but April is calling, and the primroses beckon me yonder. Around the garden, one more stroll along the shore, one more memory I can dream upon until I dream no more. For one more time, perhaps the dawn will wait, and one more prayer, it's not too late to gather one more rose before I say goodbye and close the garden gate. That old urge is saying it's time to go straying, and April is here to remind me to try and recover the heart of a lover that I left lying somewhere. Just one more walk around the garden, one more stroll along the shore, one more memory I can dream upon until I dream no more. For one more time, perhaps the dawn will, and one more prayer, it's not too late to gather one more rose before I say goodbye and close the garden gate. One more rose before I close the
great tip of mine. I'll lift my Manhattan. I'm going to have a two-drink minimum, and to Michael Feinstein for reclaiming that song. When you're singing a cabaret number, it's important that the number be able to not only be filled with your particular personality, but be able to tell a story that completes itself. Doesn't sort of make you wonder, where's the rest of that number from, the way you might in a narrative musical. Karen Akers is one of our finest cabaret singers. She's appeared on Broadway twice, in the musical Nine and Grand Hotel, and is another great champion of theater music in her cabaret act. Here she sings a song that's been anthologized in Maltby and Shire's Closer Than Ever. It tells you everything you need to know from start to finish, and she does it so beautifully. So here's Life Story, portrayed so movingly by Karen Akers.
Marriage. We shared the household chores, of course. We understood each other's feelings right down to the day of our sensible divorce. I didn't ask him for a penny. I'd had my liberated training. So off he went with his hair of bronze to find a life like Khalil Gibran's. I got my rest from the drugs he did. He got his quest, I got the kid. But oh, I'm not complaining. So I set off to be a writer, modern mother on her own. I wrote up happenings at galleries, turned down jobs with salaries, stayed freelance and alone. I fought the battles of the 60s, which you recall were rather draining. When men were thick, I hit the fray, became a prick, got equal pay. I faced down chauvinistic slobs. I won the fights, improved the jobs. And oh, I'm not complaining. Himself an ashram, lost 40 pounds and went through hell. Then one day he came back from limbo, found himself some bimbo and moved to New Rochelle. I raised my son and I had lovers. My choices sometimes take explaining. I'd meet some jock, my friends would scoff. He'd stay a while, I'd drive him off. I kept my space, preserved my turf. 6 months, I'd send him back to surf. I was not complaining. So now my son's halfway through college. I pay tuition like a fine. I'm still this feisty freelance writer, resume well honed at a well-toned 49. I find that getting work is harder. Each job I want takes more campaigning. And those sweet young things who hire me now, those MBAs making 50 cow, who smile and ask what I have done when they got their jobs from the fights I won. They should all stay home and have babies. But I'm not complaining. And in the evening at my window, as I watch Jersey growing dim, I feel a troubling emotion summed up in this notion. I wish I stayed with him. Lord knows each day with him was madness, as I have spent my life maintaining. But more and more I recall the joy, my golden dreamer, my lost boy. Our life was life in the twilight zone, but no worse than a life alone. Well, I chose my way. And I'm not complaining.
Great cabaret performance has the power to move us, but you can also have a good time at a cabaret. Remember, they're also called saloon singers. One of my favorites and a good chum is Steve Ross, who is equally talented vocally as he is on the piano and always gives his audience the full measure of a good time. He loves the great American songwriters, probably no more so than his affection for Cole Porter. So here's Steve Ross to sing and play one of my favorite cabaret versions of a song that I think in a weird way works better in the cabaret than it does on stage. So sit back and listen to Steve Ross tackle Cole Porter.
Everybody, she gone shoddy, everybody loves to dance. Since that big dance, infra-dig dance, called the can-can captivated France. Why does it kill every care? Why is it done everywhere? There is no trick to a can-can. It is so simple to do. When you once kick to a can-can, 'twill be so easy for you. If a slow Mohammed Dan can, if a kilted Scottish clan can, if in Wagner a Valkyrie Anne can, baby, you can too. if a lass in Michigan can, if an ass in Astrakhan can, if a bass in the Saskatchewan can, maybe you can too. If in Deauville every swell can, it is so simple to do. If Debussy and Ravel can, it'll be so easy for you. If the Louvre custodian can, if the Garde Républicain can, if Van Gogh and Matisse and Cézanne can, maybe you can too. If a chief in the Sudan can, if the hefty Aga Khan can, if the camels and his caravan can, baby, you can too. If the waltz king Johann Strauss can, it is so simple to do. If his gals in Fledermaus can, 'twill be so easy for you. Lovely Dusa in Milan can, Lucien Guitry and Rejane can, Sarah Bernhardt upon her divan can, baby you can too. If a holy Hindu man can, if a gangly Anglican can, if in Lesbos a pure lesbian can, baby you can too. If an ape gargantuan can, it is so simple to do. If a clumsy pelican can, 'twill be so easy for you. If a dachshund in Berlin can, if a tomcat in Peking can, if a crowded sardine in a tin can, baby, you can too. If a rhino with a crash can, if a hippo with a splash can, if an elm and an oak and an ash can, baby, you can too.
Steve, you make me want a can right here in the studio. Steve Ross. One of the, I guess, sad parts of the cabaret world are not only addition to the closings of famous venues, but performers who sometimes leave us before they get their chance to explode fully onto the national scene. And one of those was Nancy Lamott. Nancy Lamott, a lovely singer, thoroughly championed by the wonderful radio host Jonathan Schwartz, who I'm incredibly indebted to. He also played her, he plays her constantly, as well he should, and has also clearly along her career gave her some songs to sing. This is a beautiful song written by Schwartz's own dad, Arthur Schwartz, and Howard Dietz for the musical The Gay Life. It was introduced by Barbara Cook, but here I think it's so movingly portrayed. So I've waited a long time to say this, but ladies and gentlemen, Miss Nancy Lamott.
I wondered what this room would be like, pictured many a tryst here. Wondered what his girls would be like, and how many he's kissed here. I don't care what all this is like, little have I missed here. Oh, Anatole, listen to me, Anatole. You've had most everything, but I know I bring to you something you never had before. A kind of love that's deep and will keep forever new. Something you never had before. You've had gay love before, come what may, love before. You've had dancing, waltz love, and false love before.
But now your life can start, for I bring a heart that's true. From the cellar to the dome. But will this art be art enough to keep this particular man at home? I know the art of cookery. He'll rave about my souffle. But will this art be art enough to keep him from drifting away? And when we bid the world goodnight, and together we climb the stair, oh, will I have the art enough, the art that is needed there? I want to be wanted there. Something you never had before, a kind of love that's deep and will keep forever new. Something you never had before. You've had light love before, for the night love before. You've had carefree, hi-ho love, and no love before. But now your life can start, for I bring a heart that's true.
Very powerful, Nancy Lamott. One of the great important things about a cabaret is obviously not only the singer, but their accompanist. And our final singer today is one of my favorite performers. She taught me so much about American music, Mary Claire Herron, who also left us way before her anointed time. Her accompanist included Fred Hirsch, a wonderful pianist, and Richard Rodney Bennett, who is a wonderful pianist and composer and soundtrack writer. So we're going to hear two songs by Mary Claire Herron. She loved movie music of the 40s and 30s, and she loved the music of Larry Hart. I think once Oscar Hammerstein came along on the Broadway scene, she'd say, oh, I'm so bored by that, because she was not a sentimentalist. She was a Sharpie. So she'll be furious at the fact that I'm starting with a song that's actually sung with her by Richard Rodney Bennett. But this is an Irving Berlin song called When the Midnight Choo-Choo Leaves for Alabama, to which George S. Kaufman says, why was it at midnight? Wasn't there a 12:15 train to Alabama out of Penn Station? Well, she makes it all work wonderfully. So here is Mary Claire Herron, accompanied both vocally and on the piano by Richard Rodney Bennett.
I've had a mighty busy day. I've had to pack my things away. Now I'm gonna give the landlord back his key.
The very key that opened up my dreary flat, where many weary nights I sat, thinking of the folks back home who think of me. You can bet you'll find me singing happily.
When the midnight choo-choo leaves for Alabama,
I'll be right there. I've got my fare. And when I see that rusty-haired conductor man, I'll grab him by the collar and I'll holler, Alabama, Alabama. That's where you stop your train. That brings me back again, down home where I'll remain, where my honey lamb am.
I will be right there with bells
when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama.
him by the collar and a holler.
Baltimore,
Alabama, that's where you stop your train. That brings me back again, down home where I'll remain. Where Money Lamb am, I will be right there with bells when that old conductor yells, all aboard, all aboard, all aboard for Alabama. All aboard, all aboard, all aboard for
noisy parties of drunken buffoons, jazz bands screeching detestable tunes, odor of cigarettes, stench of cigars. That's why I want to walk under the stars. Hollow laughter and scrambled affairs, lifted eyebrows and gossip and stares. Parlors and people and shackles and bars. That's why I want to walk under the stars. My friend, the night looks down on me with gentle eyes of the stars. My friend, the night, his touch is light on me. His fingers are the summer breeze in its flight. My friend, the night, when he lifts his voice in boisterous commotion,
lovely Mary Claire Heron, so simpatico with the words of Larry Hart. I played that song in my first broadcast, and a lot of people commented how wonderfully she sang, so we miss her. Being a cabaret artist is the toughest job there is. You're out there either at the piano or with the piano, and that's it. No sets, no costumes, no directors, no choreography, just you, your soul, and the greatest music in the American songbook canon. So I raise my second Manhattan, because I had a two-drink minimum, to all of you cabaret artists out there, all of you writers out there, and to take us out are, the, as I said, the queen and the prince of American cabaret, Mabel Mercer and Bobby Short.
We owe the most to have vanished, and three cheers.
There's nobody left to toast to except the ones we're close to. It may not be Emily Post to say it,
but here's how, and we must say it.
Here's to us, my darling, my dear.
The time all gone to. This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.